navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Great to see everybody. Thanks so much for coming out. If you have not been in part one, two, or three, either on a live webinar like this or listen at the Mentor ESQ podcast, just to let you know how it works is I try and use this hour as, you know, best as possible. It's never enough to cover the subject matter. That's certainly the case here with depositions, but I'm going to get through as much as I can, touch on things that I think are really important and worth addressing in this series. And then just as a little heads up, as I've been mentioning, there's going to be, after this series is done, I'll be doing some more series with the Academy specifically to specific cases. So it'll be a series on, you know, how to handle a medical malpractice case or a product liability case or an auto accident case. And in those series, we will have an episode or a volume or a part on depositions where we'll really get into the weeds on specific cases, experts in those cases, specific questions and prep. But today, my goal in the next hour, and then hopefully you'll stick around with me for the Q&A, is to cover some real important parts about really three main areas we're going to discuss. The preparation for the deposition, how to handle yourself during the deposition, and then actually important things to think about while doing your questioning of a witness or defending a witness during the deposition. That's the three areas we're going to talk about in this hour. I've included materials. I always try and pick materials, not just to fill pages, but that can be helpful to you. So I'll reference those as we go through this, but as you probably know already, I'm not big on sharing screens. I'd rather engage and speak with you about the subject matter. So I'll mention what's in the materials and why I've included that as we go along. Lastly, I just want to reiterate how wonderful it's been to have all of you as part of a community. I feel that we've developed during the course of this series. I hear from a lot of you. Thank you for taking me up always on my offer, which always stands to reach out to me by email, phone, everybody I get back to. I've had some great conversations, some great Zooms, and good feedback back and forth. And that continues in the CLE. So today, you've got the Q&A and chat feature below. Please feel free to chime in, ask questions, share your wisdom, your guidance, any points that I may trigger in your mind that you want to share with everybody. We've all picked up a lot of great information from other lawyers like yourself attending, other than just what I have to say during these CLEs, where we've learning about other things by people dropping it in the Q&A or the chat. So that's my preamble. Let's get to it. Depositions. Like everything else in what we do as lawyers, preparation is key. Preparation, preparation, preparation. My mantra, you should know by now, it's really two things that we must do to be successful attorneys. Be prepared and inform our clients. And that goes through with everything that I always talk about and everything that we do as attorneys. And there's no more important time, except for trial and everything else, I guess equally important,